In today's episode, we will hear from a caller with a newsletter on sustainable living. How do you introduce ads without compromising the integrity of your content or the trust of your readers? So this is something I thought a lot about a few years back when I started the podcast, in fact, because I had never done any kind of advertising model. I had always been very resistant to that. And, you know, finally I decided, okay, if I'm going to have a podcast, that's basically how podcasts work in terms of the business model. You know, there are some ads in exchange for free content. And now we've got a listener who's navigating a similar process, but just with her newsletter. So how do, in fact, you have a business success, actually, you know, be able to monetize, get paid for the work you do and such, without feeling like you're selling out or otherwise compromising, you know, this important relationship that you have built with your readers, listeners, followers, et cetera. Well, good news. I think it's absolutely possible to do this. I don't think you are compromising your integrity, at least in having ads. Well, I guess if I did, I'd be in trouble because, you know, we have ads on the podcast. So I think it's possible to do both. So let's talk about it. How can you start doing it? If you haven't done it before, how do you introduce that both with, you know, working with advertisers and with ensuring the trust of your readers, followers, whatever they might be? All right, stay tuned. We're going to hear from Chloe in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Chloe from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I've been nurturing a newsletter centered on sustainable living for the past 2 years, and it's amassed a loyal following. Seeing its growth, I'm now considering monetizing it by selling ad space. What's the best way to approach potential advertisers? And how can I integrate ads into my newsletter in a way that maintains the trust of my readers and the integrity of my content?
Hey, Chloe, congrats on building the newsletter. Congrats on getting this far and congrats on taking the next step for monetization. So I think this is totally possible. I think you can absolutely bring in advertising while maintaining the trust of your readers. And there are a couple of things you want to do as part of it. First thing is probably getting the right advertisers on board, relevant advertisers, brands that align with your topic. And that way your brand, your ads feel more like recommendations rather than a disruption. So there's a couple tools you can use. Ad Butler is one. Ad Butler can help manage and track the performance of your targeted ads. If you're able to work with an agency that brings in advertising, then you want to make sure you have a pretty clear media kit for them. Like you're going to publish your newsletter's metrics and demographics, also some sample content, like make it really clear to potential advertisers, as well as anybody representing you, like an agency, who your newsletter is for, what the values of those people are. And that's actually going to help everybody because it'll help the advertisers. You know, the right kind of advertiser will pay a premium to reach the right kind of people. So having a well-crafted media kit goes a long way. And just being involved in the process, being involved in communicating with sponsors, talking with them, like the more involvement you can have, the better it tends to go. And sometimes things can get on autopilot after a while, but especially in the beginning, you want to be involved. Now, next, let's think about strategic ad placement. You want to integrate ads in a way that doesn't interrupt the reading experience. This can get tricky because advertisers, of course, want to be everywhere. They want to be at the top of the newsletter. They want the best placement. They want the largest placement. They want it repeated and so on. But that's just a conversation you have to have of like what you're willing to do and how can you keep it natural. I always think it's good to think long-term in these kinds of situations and scenarios, where it's not just about your next newsletter, but what do you want it to look like for the next year, for the next 2 to 3 years? And that kind of helps you figure out, okay, where are those natural points that are fair and reasonable to advertisers without being jarring or overly disruptive to your readers? Last point, open communication. Open communication with your readers, introducing your ads, explaining why you have ads, you know, assuring them of your commitment to maintaining quality content. And honestly, if you do that and you have relevant ads, no one's going to be upset. Or if anyone's upset, it's going to be a very, very small minority of people. Most people understand, hey, you've got this blog or this content, you're sharing it for free. Hopefully it's helpful and interesting. It's not salesy. You're not always trying to persuade me of something or pitch me on something. I am subscribed to your newsletter because I believe in what you have to offer. So I understand that there are going to be some ads or something else there to help you monetize. So that's what I think about that. Good luck. Listeners, let me know if you have a question or a comment. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. New episodes every day, 7 days a week. Excited to bring you a few surprises this year as well as the year unfolds. So be sure you're subscribed. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.